In this week's parasha, we have the story of the appointing of Yeshua as the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu had contemplated the possibility of his children being the ones who are going to take over the leadership of Klal Yisrael. And Bershom told him that that's not so, that Yeshua is going to be the one who's going to take over the leadership of Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash says that Noitzer Teina Yechal Pirya, the one who plants the fig tree, is the one who gets to eat the fruits of it, because he has the scar that he was the one who was Masadr of the Safsalim in the Beis Medrash. So he met the Chaz Medrash mentions other points that Yeshua did. He was Meshorash, Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. I want to focus on this point of the fact that he was the one who was Masadr of the Safsalim in the Beis Medrash. So the question is, why is that going to be such a tremendous scar that he's going to become the leader in Klal Yisrael, because of just simply the fact that he was the one who was the Masada, the Sub-Solom in the Beis Medrash? What's the schus which is indicated in that? So I want to share a thought with you that I saw in a sefer from Rebbe Mordechai Ezrachi, and this is a thought I think that he says, or partially maybe it was a little bit developed based on what he says. The thought came to me. He says, we could understand, the question is, why did Yeshua set up the Sub-Solom in the Beis Medrash? What was his motivation to do that? So we can understand one reason is the cover of the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash shouldn't be left in a messy way. He was a good telzer, and he was makban on Nikias, and he cleaned up the Beis Medrash because of that. He suggested possibly a different way. Why were you set up the Sub-Solom in the Beis Medrash? When the next day, when the Talmidim come in, they have where to sit. Everybody has their seats. So Yeshua didn't, quote unquote, need one seat in Beis Medrash for Yehoshua. Yeshua needed all the seats in Beis Medrash for the Talmidim. In Yeshua's world, it was as important to him that he would have where to sit as it was important to him that everybody else would have where to sit. So by setting up the seats in the Beis Medrash, he found a way to make sure that everybody had where to sit. Everybody had a good seat. Everybody had a nice set-up seat. Everybody had... if you set the seats up in a nice, masurdic way, everybody has room to fit. So he made sure everybody has where to learn. So what Yeshua did was act as a leader. Yeshua was a person who cared about Klal Yisrael, not just about himself. When he came to Beis Medrash, his thoughts are, what can I do to make sure that everybody will have a successful learning opportunity, not just myself? So that is what made him mukshar to be the leader in Klal Yisrael. The person, when he comes into a situation, thinks about, how can I arrange this to make sure that everybody will get the greatest benefit out of it? And that is a person who's showing that his thought process is beyond himself, but about Klal Yisrael. He can be a leader in Klal Yisrael. But a person who might be more charismatic and might be more successful in dealing with things, etc., but his thought process is not about each individual person, how can it make him become the most matzliach that he could become? He can't be the leader. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's children were Yarish many of Moshe Rabbeinu's qualities that would make them roy to be leaders in manhigim of Klal Yisrael. But this nakuda they had not shown, and Yeshua had, and therefore Yeshua is the one who is going to become the manhig in Klal Yisrael. A beautiful thought. It has a lot to think about. Aaron Haga, every time we walk into Beis Medrash, every time we walk into a shul, every time we park our car, are we doing it in such a way that we can make sure that there's room for somebody else? Are we always thinking about how we can interface with somebody in a way that make that person feel good about themselves, and they can therefore be more matzliach in their learning, in their avodah, in their shalom bayis, in their challenges in life, by the message, I believe in you, I think you're special, I think you're good, and you can do it. So all of those are different ways which we can incorporate into our lives constantly, opportunities to be aware of the needs of others and be concerned and caring about them as well. Have a good Shabbos.